It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for a college basketball doubleheader this afternoon. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Mid-American Israel. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph back in the Care Studios producing and engineering, and he's making my life easy so we can bring to you what promised to be two absolutely outstanding college basketball games this afternoon. Ladies games coming up first. Both teams are out of the court right now, going through some final pregame warm-ups. These two teams have already met once this year. It was back on the 7th of December. The Benedictine football team was playing in Indiana and about ready to beat Indiana Wesleyan. And the Benedictine Ravens had traveled to Olathe. And in the ladies game, Mid-America came out on top 72-58. And that game was the conference game of the week between the two top teams. Today's game is the conference game of the week between the two top teams in the conference. Benedictine's had some trouble with this Mid-America team. Lady Pioneers are on a little bit of a winning streak against Benedictine. BC women feel like they are ready to break that streak and begin one of their own. We're going to be back here in the Nolan. I'll bring you the starters, a little more insight into the ball game, and then it'll be the tip-off, the ladies' game, the first of two here this afternoon, coming up on Care.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thank you.
again to the Nolan. The invocation before the ball game of the playing of the national anthem. And now, coming up, the introduction of the starters by the public address announcer here in the gym this afternoon. As he does that for the fans on hand, allow me to do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Mid-America Nazarene, under head coach John Lewis, Mid-America 18-2 on the season. They are 16-0 in the conference, and they are going to be starting Zaylee Smith. Zaylee is a freshman from Hillsboro, Kansas, and she is 6 foot freshman from Hillsboro, Kansas. And pardon my distractions, I always have to remember to get some light out. Also starting for Mid-America tonight is going to be Kiana Schenk. She's a 5 foot 6 inch grad student from Somerset, New Jersey. From Sabetha, Kansas, it's Mary Lukert, a sophomore guard at 5 foot eight. Also at 5'8", out of Olathe, it'll be the junior, Aubrey Rogers. Rounding out the starting five is Cameron Green. She's a 6 foot post, a sophomore out of Fair Grove, Missouri. The starters, well, I'm going to tell you, are pretty set for this team. Three of them, Zanny Worth, Keona Schenk, and Aubrey Rogers, have started all 20 games. Cameron Green has started 19 of the 20 for Mid-America. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine is going to be starting the five seniors you've grown accustomed to with Goddard, Kansas native, out of Eisenhower High School at 5'6" Kennedy Nicholson. Lauren Dubert at 5'7" out of Beloit, Kansas. From Jefferson County North, her home's in Nortonville, a 5'11" Josie Weiser. Jennifer Jacobs from Wichita, Cape of Carmel Catholic High School. She is 6'1". And from Nemaha Central in Seneca, Kansas, 6'3" Riley Roddinghouse. So for Mid-America, it'll be Worth, Schenk, Lukert, Rogers, and Green. For Benedictine, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse. You look at the conference, Mid-America perched at the top, Benedictine number two. Mid-America number 14 in the nation, Mid-America, or Benedictine, receiving votes in the national poll. There are other games going on today around the conference. We'll get you scores as soon as we get a chance. First game of the afternoon that began at noon found Missouri Valley at Mount Mercy. Clark at Central Methodist and William Penn traveling to Graceland. The 2 o'clock ladies games besides this one, it'll be Grandview at Culver, Peru State at Park. Baker has the bye week this week. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in the home whites with red and black. Mid-America in the navy blue with Kentucky blue, or rather make it with North Carolina blue and red lettering and trim. Crowd continuing to file in. It should be packed. There's no reason it ought not to be packed with a beautiful day outside and a big game happening here in Ashland, Kansas this afternoon. Through the course of the game today, you're going to be hearing the Benedictine Pep Band, who's here in full numbers and full enthusiasm. And Benedictine still huddled up and now coming out into the center of the floor. I mentioned Mid-America had some luck with the Lady Ravens. Well, actually, it's been, as far as Benedictine is concerned, too much luck. 7-game losing streak the Lady Ravens have to Mid-America. But to start the game, the tip away, Lady Ravens are going to control it down, and we are underway. Benedictine with a basketball going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Hubert will have it. She'll drive to the left side, kicks it off on top. Jacobs cuts into the lane, goes in, goes up, off the backboard. There it is. Jennifer did not have her best game last Wednesday, but she comes out of the block hot right there, hitting the first two of the ball game and a half a minute in. Benedictine has taken a 2-0 lead off their first possession. Here's Green with the basketball, tries the right side of the lane, dumps it off on top. Spinning, twisting, back to Green, the feet across, stepping inside is going to be worse. She'll take it all the way to the baseline, shoots it off the window, it's no good. Rebound, lost around, Ravens are going to control it down. Here comes Dubert. Lauren Dubert accelerates, goes to the right, kicks it over to Kennedy. Nicholson steps in, and they're going to say stepped on the back line. She was buried way down in the corner, right in front of the Mid-America bench, and steps back. She'll do that about once a game. Kicks back with that free foot. Goes out of bounds, and Benedictine will turn it over, leading 2-0. Rogers will bring it up court for Mid-America. Aubrey, she's only a junior, but it feels like she's been here for a really long time. Goes over to the left block, back it in, cutting right, turning, shooting, and getting the roll is going to be Green. Cameron Green's first points of the game, and we are even at 2 with 8:40 to go in quarter number 1. Player defense applied by the Lady Pioneers. Josie Weiser gets her first touch of the game right in front of the Mid-America bench. Drives baseline. Hook pass across a lot of traffic. That ball had no chance of getting through there. Slapped out of bounds by Mid-America. Ravens are going to have it back at the baseline. 14 on the shot clock and 8:27 to go in the opening quarter in a 2-2 game. Dubert looks to bring it in. Looking. Finally gets it to Nicholson. Top side, Jacobs. She'll drive right. Changes direction. Slubs it out on top to Dubert. Shot clock at 6. Dubert baseline runner for 2. Lauren Dubert makes it a 4-2 Benedictine lead. Flying back up court with it is going to be Rogers. She'll dish it over to the left side. Now taking it down low. Looking into the lane. No room there. Back off on top. It'll come to Lukert. Mary feeds the post. Goes to Green. It's going to be stolen by Nicholson. Kennedy just reached in and stole it away. Benedictine up the floor with it. Out on top, Rottinghouse. And her pass to Luke, or her pass to Lauren Dubert gets away, and Ravens turned it over. Now Dubert is going to steal it back. Both of these teams played a little free and easy with a basketball in this opening quarter. Nicholson will take it left side. Benedictine back on offense, leading it 4-2. Here's a three-point shot. Rottinghouse hits the back of the rim with a long rebound, cleared away by Mid-America's Kiana Schenk. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Long ponytail streaming behind her. She dumps it over to the right side to Green. Backs in, drops the shoulder, shoots it, gets it. All 4 points for Mid-America belong to Cameron Green, and we're even at 4 with 7:11 to go in the first. Dubert will walk it down the floor. Backing down the court in front of her, Aubrey Rogers provided that player defense. Right side again, it's going to be Rottinghouse. Nicholson starts in, kicks it, Dubert, uncontested. 3, got it! Dubert with 5. It is 7-4. That is a first three-point shot. Not only scored, but I believe the first three-point shot taken by either team so far today. To the left side, Schenk will back in, twist, turn, fall away, missed it. Rebound, J.J. And Dubert coming up the floor. Again, covered up by Rogers as she'll bring it across. Plays off the screen. Goes left side. All the way to the baseline. Kicks it off on top. Jacob starts in. Has it batted away. Able to pick it back up on a dribble. Unable to get a shot off. Goes back to Nicholson. Kennedy plays off the screen. Falling away. Turns. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Saved by Jacobs. Nicely done. Way back out on top to Josie. Weiser has been unable to get a shot away yet in the game, and we're 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a basketball leading at 7-4. Rottinghouse double teamed underneath, crosses over, lobs it out on top, and we'll turn it over. So Riley Rottinghouse turns it over, and she is going to be coming out of the game. And checking in for her is going to be Carmen Morales. Carmen, a 6'3" freshman from Granada, Spain. And in the first meeting between these two teams, Carmen Morales was Benedictine's leading scorer. She had come off the bench to score 16 down in Olathe. 5:45 to go in quarter number 1. Backdoor pass is going to be loose to the floor, taken out by Josie. Weiser coming up the floor that Benedictine is going to run. Over to the right side, Nicholson. Drives in, goes up, missed the layup. Rebound, tip to get it. Morales is able to keep it alive. And her pass to the top, stolen. Here comes Schenk. She'll drive down the top. Weave left. Goes in, scores it. Kiana Schenk's first bucket of the game, and the Benedictine lead is trimmed to 1. It is 7-6 at the 5:20 mark of the opening quarter here in the Nolan. Out on top with it, Benedictine has also brought Nicole into the game. Nicole Stork. The feed underneath. The shot missed by Morales. It's out of bounds. Lady Raven basketball. Mid-America has also gone to the bench, and they have brought Trinity McDowell into the game. McDowell has started one game for Mid-America, but has played in every game. A couple of substitutions coming in and out for these teams. We'll reset the fives on the floor as soon as they get settled in. Benedictson, they're going to bring it in. Brueggemann will do the inbound. Goes Josie. Baseline three. Shot too quickly. And rebound by Stork. Was poorly timed. It kind of hits her off the shoulder and goes out of bounds. Ravens give the ball back to Mid-America, and the Pioneers looking for their first lead of the afternoon. Inside five to go in the opening quarter. The lob to the left side, too tall, thrown away. On the court for Mid-America, you've got Mary Lukert and Aubrey Rogers out there. You've also got McKenzie, Manthi. Looking across the floor, I've got Grace Carlson, and then, as I mentioned, Trinity McDowell. Benedictine down to the baseline, and the pass is going to elude Carmen Morales. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann, Josie Weiser, Carmen Morales, and Nicole Stork. And as I say that, Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman into the game for Josie. Weiser coming out with no points in 5.5 minutes. One shot so far in the game. 4.5 to go. Quarter number one. Benedictine still holding on to that 1-point lead at 7-6. Topside with it. Mid-America, they'll drive left, pulls up, 12-footer. No. Rebound tipped out, and Bauman's going to sweep it away. And Brueggemann up the floor. Weaves over to the left side. Crosses over, looks into the middle, accelerates to the key free throw line, pulls back, 16-footer is going to be short, and a rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Fancy coming up with a basketball, they'll outlet it down the floor to Carlson, she'll dish it over to the right side, the first three of the game for Mid-America is off the mark, rebound, tipped out, and going to go out of bounds. It'll be Pioneer basketball. Mid-America, every time the ball stops, will make one or two or three substitutions. So keeping up with the five on the floor for Coach Lewis is no small task. Pioneers have brought Kiana Schenk back into the game, and she'll take the inbound. Working in front of Lauren Dubert. Please come back in. The ball over deep into the right corner to Lukert. She'll feed it down low. Worth has it down there beneath the goal. Feeds out on top, and a wide-open layup is going to be up and good. Carlson will knock it down. It'll be Grace's first point of the game, and Mid-America's in front. Lady Ravens trailing by one, 3:27 to go in quarter number one. Morales on the right side of the free throw line, just outside the lane. Kicks it back. Dubert with it. Skips it out on top. Here's Stork. Brueggemann, 2-0. Rebound, long rebound. Players on the floor, scrubbing for the ball, and a jump called. Possession to Mid-America. Back into the game for Mid-America will come Cameron Green and Aubrey Rogers. 3:10 to go, quarter number one. No player for Mid-America is on the floor very long. The philosophy, I'm sure, keep them all fresh. I would think the difficulty is keeping them all in sync with that kind of rotation, but it certainly has worked for him, an undefeated team at a conference in Mid-America. Backing in with the shot, no shot. Out on top, here's a three. Wide to the left, rebound. Lauren Dubert, Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens, trying to go by one at the 2:40 mark of the opening quarter. Dubert, coast to coast, gets their shot blocked. She gets thrown to the floor by Zaylee Smith. Great defense, but a 6-foot freshman. Zaylee Smith, or out of Hillsboro, Kansas. Mid-America has three players averaging a double-figure scoring, led by Cameron Brown's 13.5. Here's a Benedictine three, off the mark, rebound, Mid-America. Lady Ravens not shooting well in the early going. They're 3 of 10 from the floor. Here's a three, knocks it down from way outside, Kiana Schenk. 11-7. Mid-America by four. 2:15 to go. And Benedictin has not scored now in over 4 minutes. Cobb side with it. The ball nearly stolen away on a sketchy pass, but BC fortunate to be able to recover that. Skip pass to Morales. She's double teamed. The defender reaches in. Does she foul her? Jump ball. Josie Weinzer coming back into the game. Now, the shot clocks, all the clocks are off. And now they get them plugged back in and bringing them back to life. 2:08 to go in the opening quarter, 17 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens will have it in play at their offensive end. It will be brought in by Brueggemann. She'll have it to the right side, tries to back in, dribbles to the lane, goes to the free throw line, cross-court pass for Josie, slapped out of bounds, and I'm going to tell you what, Kiana Schenk is rocket fast out there. Nearly picked that one off, picked one off a moment ago, and now I think they're going to have an issue with shot clock time. It's showing 16, and it was 17 when the ball came in, so something is amiss. They're going to set it at 11. So with a minute 59 to go in the opening quarter, and now 11 on the shot clock. Josie Weiser will inbound it for Benedictin. Weiser, Stork, Morales, Dubert, Brueggemann. Over to the left side, out on top, Stork, passes up the shot, goes to Dubert. Shot clock to 2, and they're not going to get a shot away. Benedictin's offense fails to get a shot. And right now, BC looking a little intimidated by that Mid-America defense. We're going to get Jacobs back into the game. Morales, is she staying? Yeah, we're going to get Stork out. With 1:46 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America with a 4-point lead, a backup court with a basketball. Benedictine has not scored now in over 5 minutes. Pioneers topside, Green. Playing way up high. One hand push pass all the way across the floor to Worth. Kicks the back up on top to Rogers. She'll slide left. Goes in off the block. Way off the mark. Rebound, Dubert. Lauren Dubert clears away her second board of the ball game. Races up the floor. We're going to get Schenk. Comes off the screen. Goes right side. Josie. Weiser. One shot so far in the game. Here's the feed to Jacobs. She'll go up. She'll get fouled. It's Jennifer Jacobs. The foul is going to be on Zaylee Smith, and how about that? That is the first foul of the game with a minute 12 to go in the opening quarter. And it's not for lack of plenty of hustle and pushing and contact and getting after the basketball. Brueggemann is coming out, and Morales is coming out of the game. We're going to get Roddinghouse back in, and also back in comes Kennedy Nicholson. So Benedictine with a starting five back out there, and Jacob's free throw will not go in. And Benedictine continues to have trouble getting points on the board. Katie Ravens last scored at 6:40. Here's the second free throw. No good. Mid-America McDowell rebounds it. Here comes Schenk. She'll go left, go to the baseline, hook pass out on top. Lukert. Back left to Green. Here's a 3. No. Rebound Dubert again. Here comes Lauren. Races down the floor. Drives into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball on the dribble. Trying to go too fast. Unable to control the ball and run at that speed. Benedictine gives it back. In the last minute of the opening quarter. Pioneers fade away. 18-footer. No. Josie with a rebound. Benedictine coming back. The feed, Nicholson. Too far underneath the rim to get a shot. Josie with it on top. Left side of the lane. Jacobs backs in. Twist, turns, shoots, missed again. Ravens unable to score with a half a minute to go in the opening quarter. And the shot clock off. Mid-America has the basketball. Benedictine, again, has not scored since 6:40 to play in the first quarter. And yet, somehow, they're within 4. Mid-America going to go for the final shot of the first. Super low-scoring game, and now the Ravens are going to give it a foul down to the baseline, and that's because Dubert had gotten behind Mary Lukert. And a ball will come in to Mid-America. 5 seconds left in the quarter. They'll feed it left side. on the floor once, twice, losing it. The ball loose, kicks it back. The shot for three is off at the end of the opening quarter. Well, the Lady Raven defense has been great all season. They're going to have to be great today. Time out of the court after one in the Nolan. It's Mid-America 11, Benedictine 7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, great to have you along with us here on CARE Radio for college basketball on it. Late January, Saturday afternoon. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. And a quick look at how that opening quarter went for Benedictine. It's phenomenal that they did not score in the last, well, almost 7 minutes of the opening quarter. BC hitting 23% of their shots on 3 of 13 shooting. Lauren Dubert has 5 points. The other two belong to Jennifer Jacobs. That's it. For Mid-America, 5 points for Schenck. So Kiana Schenck was 2 out of 3. 4 points also for Cameron Green. And the other two belong to Carlson. Alternate possession, Mid-America basketball, an uncontested three, no rebound. Raven, Laura Dubert with the basketball, here comes BC. Benedictine into the forecourt, skips over to the right side to Jacobs. Again, Benedictine, they're in pretty good shape considering they haven't scored. And now another steal, again, right into the hands of Kiana Schenck. Just so fast. Pass comes off on top to Mancy. Benedictine with its original five out there. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Rottinghouse. Pioneers work into the corner. Come off on top. Here's a three. Nailed it from the wing on the right side. A three-point shot by Zaylee Smith. Her first of the game. And Benedictine in a little trouble now. Trailing at 14-7. And on the inbound, the pass to Dubert gets tied up in the backcourt by Rogers. Jump ball will come back to Benedictine. They're going to have to put it in play again and having a really hard time with this Mid-America defense. Pioneer defense, phenomenal. Can you believe that now, what, 11 minutes into the game, they've given up 7 points tonight or this afternoon? Weiser on top, Dubert left, Jacobs, cross court, Josie, drives across a lane. Stops at the free throw line. Back to the right side. Shot clock to 3, 2. The desperation jump shot's an air ball. Mid-America's going to rebound it down. And I don't know. Coach Lewis is complaining that the shot clock didn't go off, and it should have. But his team got to have a transition now. The ball's loose, and Dubert will score, and Benedictine is on the board. It is 14-9, 8:19 to go. So Benedictine goes a little over 8 minutes without putting a point on the board. But they're back within five at 14-9. 8 minutes to go in the half. Pioneers left side of the lane. Backing in, backing in. Leaning back, shooting and missing. Rebound underneath, shooting and missing. Rebound underneath on the floor. And Pioneers are going to dribble it out. It's going to be knocked away. Josie gets tripped, knocked to the floor, tackled. And there's going to be a Pioneer foul in the backcourt. It will be on Manthe. So Mackenzie Manthe out of Lansing, Kansas, the 6'1" junior, picks up the foul. Benedictine hasn't committed a foul today. Lady Raymond's into the forecourt. Dubert has a collision. No travel call, and she's going to be all right. Keep the dribble alive. Out on top, it'll go to Jacobs. Lady Raymond just need to settle in a little bit. They're in good spots, still only down 5. 7.5 to go in the half. B comes out on top, Rottinghouse. Here's Josie. gets inside a defender, goes up in traffic, draws the foul, and Lukert with that hip pocket defense. The old Blue Jay picks up a foul. Again, substitutions rotating in and out on every jet ball for Mid-America as Cameron Green comes back in. And for Benedictine, we're going to see Riley Brueggemann. Free throw for Josie. Nope. Nicholson, no scoring. Weiser, no scoring. Rodinghouse, no scoring. None also for Brueggemann or Bauman or Morales. Lady Ravens waiting for that offense to show up. And there it starts with Josie getting her first point of the day. It is 14-10. Mid-America, 7:20 to go. First half. Schenk will come into the forecourt. Glides down the right side. Outruns Josie to the baseline. Feeds it off on top. Worth dumps it over to the baseline. Three from the left corner. Good for Rogers. Aubrey Rogers' first points of the game. And again, Benedictine for the second time this afternoon is down seven. 7:02 to go in the opening half. 17-10 in a phenomenally low-scoring game. Jacobs mishandles it, lucky to have held on. And it was nearly another steal by Kiana Schenk because she fully anticipated where that ball was going. Ravens will drive in. Brueggemann, the driving shot off the top of the block. Riley Brueggemann's first point, and it's 17-12. 6.5 to go. Benedict's last meeting with Mid-America, close in the opening quarter, but it's very tough second quarter for BC. Here's a spinning shot that misses, and the rebound, Ravens. Nicholson gets it to Brueggemann, and here comes Benedictine. 6:10 to go. First half. Josie downtown for three. Josie Weiser. 17-15. Ravens are back to within a possession at the 6-minute mark of quarter number two. Schenk will roll down the right side. Nicholson defends her. She pulls up her dribble. Lobs it over to the right to Green. Long cross court it goes. It's going to be Rogers. Feeds left side to Worth. Backs in, twists, turns, shoots, miss. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Brueggemann. She snuck in among the trees, comes down with a rebound, brings it up the floor, goes to the left, dribbles it back out toward the top, feeds over to the left block, and losing the handle on it is going to be Jacobs. Jennifer having her struggles here today. Back out on top comes Schenk, and Mid-America controls the basketball, leading it by two. 5:20 to go in the first half. Driving in, lots of steps. No travel, but a Benedictine foul instead. The first foul of the game for Benedictine belongs to Jennifer Jacobs with 5:16, or no, belongs to Kennedy Nicholson. It is 17-15. Free throw on its way. Good. At Mid-America. One more shot coming up for Green. She'll eye it. Look it over. Put it on its way. Gets them both. Cameron Green has a half a dozen points. Leads all scorers. And the Pioneers go back up for it. 19-15. And we're just over 5 minutes to play in the opening half. Brueggemann's going to have the ball stripped out of her hand. She thought she'd gotten fouled. The official doesn't see it that way. Defending her and into the game is a 5'7 freshman, Grace Carlson. Grace is out of Cedar Springs, Michigan. Benedictine looking to bring it in. It'll come to Morales, back to Brueggemann. Over to the left side, Brueggemann throws it away. Alert defense. Lukert will drive. Lean shot. Nope. A foul on Stork. Stork getting down the court and just not quick enough to outrun the Mid-America guard to the other end of the floor. And Stork will pick up the foul. It will be her first. And before the ball comes in play, we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens at 4:57 to go in the opening half. Mid-America 19, Lady Raven 15.
Only Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Honey Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Honey Liquor.
Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio, producing and engineering. 4:57 to go in the first half. Mid-America leading a by four, coming to the free throw line. A couple of shots. The first one rims out, no good. One more shot for Mary Lukert. It is way short. Ravens are going to rebound it down. So Mary still looks for her first point of the game, and Benedictine still within four. On the other end of the court, the ball is going to be blocked under the hands of Morales. Down the floor, Mary Manthe with the defense. And we're going to get Lukert out of the game, and Schenk rotates back in. 4:50 to go in the half. The ball comes into Josie Weiser. Back to Riley Brueggemann. Starts her dribble. Swings it over to the top. Here's Stork for three. And rebounding it down, Pioneers. McKenzie Manthe coming up with a basketball. Out hoops it into the forecourt. Aubrey Rogers pushes it back up on top. They'll swing it over to Kiana Schenk. Josie's got her in the player defense. Schenk lays it off on top to McDowell. Almost a motion-esque offense by Mid-America right now as they just work the ball first one way and then the other out on top, trying to set up an open three, which they do, and they hit. Three-point shot from the left elbow. And the bucket is good for Aubrey Rogers. It is her second three-pointer of the quarter, making it a 22-15 lead. And for the third time, the Lady Ravens trail by seven. We go inside 4 minutes of play in the half. Morales with the basketball, goes right side, Brueggemann, and her pass slapped away. They're going to say it's out of bounds off Benedict, and not touch last by Mid-America. And as the Pioneers continue to rotate back in, will come Zaylee Worth, the starting freshman point guard. 3:50 to play, first half. Josie Weiser back out of the game for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to bring, they're going to bring Riley Wade into the game. And here's a driving two-handed layup that misses. Rebound, Stork. Here comes Dubert. She'll take it up the left side, across from the scorer's table, out on top, around to the right to Nicholson. Goes down low to Morales. Herman with the ball high above her head, leans, drops the shoulder, puts a shot up, doesn't get it, doesn't get fouled. The rebound underneath, the lots of pushing and shoving. Never letting them play today. I'll give him that. Skip pass right side. Schenk goes in, twists, turns, falls away, shoots, misses. Another Benedictine rebound. And we're going to go back to the other end of the floor. Another big bump in the backcourt. Another foul not called. Lady Ravens will take it across the timeline with 3 minutes to go in the opening half. And now a foul off the basketball. And it will be on Mid-America's McKenzie Manthe, her second foul of the game. Manthe will come out. Carlson will come out for the Pioneers. Inside three to go in the half. Shot clock goes back to 20. And Benedict is going to throw it away. Bad communication out on the floor between Riley Wade and Carmen Morales. Morales threw to where Wade was, and then Wade left, and there was nobody there. It goes out of bounds. Benedict back up with it, leading it by seven. 2:45 to go. Back door all alone. Up and in. Side of Stork, who missed the defense. Zaylee Smith has five. And it's 24-15. Benedictine suddenly down by nine with 2.5 to go. 15 points for Benedictine in the first 17 and a half minutes of the game. Here's the feed. Morales spins, shoots. Nice left-handed layup for Carmen. Her first points today. 24-17. Mid-America in front of the Raven bench. All alone for three. Does it go down? And a Dubert rebound. Benedictine up court. Lauren, left side. Stops on the side of the lane. Needs some help. Finally, Stork realizes that she's got to step out. Gets it back to Dubert. Back to Stork. On the floor one time. In traffic. Horses it up and is able to draw the foul. The whistle on Mid-America's Cameron Green will be her first foul. Team foul four. And coming to the line for Benedictine, Nicole Stork, who is a 61% free throw shooter on the season. This first one, perfect. And Nicole will have her first point of the game with a minute 47 to go in the half. One more shot coming up here. Nicole sends it way short, and a rebound coming up off the floor to Mid-America. At the free throw line, Lady Ravens are 3 of 7. Cross court, open three, got it! Mary Luker drains the three. Benedictine taking another timeout, and we're taking it with them. With a minute and a half to go in the opening half in the Nolan. Mid-America 27, Benedictine 18.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
With a minute and a half to go, Benedictine coming up court with a basketball. First half in the late going, 27-18. Mid-America up 9. It equals their largest advantage so far today. Nicole Stork at the top of the key for the Lady Ravens goes over to the left to Nicholson. Driving across is going to be Wade. She'll throw the ball into a Mid-America defender. Pioneers are going to steal it, bring it up the floor, over to the left side to Rogers, out on top to Schenk, three, no, long rebound. Rogers goes across, pulls up, gets fouled, coming to the line for two shots. The blocking foul is going to be on Riley Wade. It'll be her first foul of the game, no points yet for Wade. And now she will be removed from the floor. And Josie Weiser comes back in, Stork will come out. Jacobs comes back in. So Morales and Weiser, Jacobs and Nicholson with Dubert. Couple of free throws. The first one's right there. And now the Pioneers with the seventh point by Aubrey Rogers. Pioneers have a double-digit lead. 1 minute to go, first half. Second one, she'll nail them both. Benedictine trailing by 11. Rogers has 8. Dubert comes up the court. Now the pass again nearly stolen by Schenk. Benedictine telegraphs those passes a little bit, but Schenk is very alert and aware. She sees where that ball is going and gets a first step into the passing lane. And she's come away with a bunch of steals already. Here's the feed underneath. Jacobs will fall away. Can't hit that falling shot. Morales with the rebound. Kicks it back to Josie. She'll set up and hits the three from the corner. Nice job by Carmen Morales. Love the way she stood in and battled for the ball underneath. The officials are going to let him play. And now undefended underneath the layup is going to be missed. For the Pioneers, Green was all alone, and actually so startled by the lack of defense that she did not hit the layup. Benedictine back up court. Shot clock's off. 14, 13, 12 seconds left in the half. Here's Dubert, right side Morales. 10 seconds. Back it'll come to Jacobs with 7. Back over to the right side, Kennedy with 5. Underneath the Carmen, head fake, shoots, missed a point-blank bunny. And that will take us to halftime. Benedictine going to have to circle the wagons and focus in the second half. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the teams leave the floor for the locker room. The score in the Nolan, Mid-America 29, Benedictine 21.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Entertaining a really nice crowd here at halftime in the NOLA Gymnasium. And let's look at how things have shaken out in the first half between these two teams. First of all, for Mid-America, leading the way in scoring for the Lady Pioneers, 8 points for Aubrey Rogers. Got them all in the second quarter. It's a half a dozen for Cameron Green. 5 apiece for Zaylee Smith and Kiana Schenk. 3 in the first half for Mary Lukert and Grace Carlson. With 2. For Benedictine, it was 7 apiece for Lauren Dubert and Josie Weiser. Then it drops dramatically to a 2-point first half for both Jennifer Jacobs and Carmen Morales and Riley Brueggemann. Each of those 3 with 2 points. 1 first half point for Nicole Stork. So far in today's shooting the basketball, Benedictine, 8 of 24. Hitting a third of their shots. Mid-America, 10 of 30, hitting a third of their shots, but getting off more. BC is 3 of 7 from the outside. Mid-America is 5 of 13. And at the free throw line, Lady Ravens are 2 of 6. Mid-America is 4 of 6. Big number for BC, probably the factor that has led to them getting fewer shots, and the factor that is probably seen them get behind in the first half by double digits since the turnover number. 13 first half turnovers for the Lady Ravens. Mid-America has turned it over a half a dozen times. Mid-America scored 13 points off the Lady Ravens. 13 turnovers. Benedictine scored 3 points off Mid-America's 6 turnovers. That all said, Lady Ravens are within striking distance. It's going to take a good second half for them to come from behind to win it today. But they've got what it takes. We'll see what Coach Folsom is able to cook up for him and inspire his team at halftime. Don't forget, after the ladies' game, we're only halfway done, as it'll be men's college basketball on Kent Radio with an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off. Benedictine spin and Mid-America from here in the Nolan. But right now, as the teams are in the break, we're going to take a break right along with them. Halftime at Atchison, Kansas. We'll return for the second half live. But with that intermission score, Mid-America's Lady Pioneers 29, Benedictine 21. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in that world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Benedictine Ravens basketball action as they're up in the Nolan hosting Mid-America Nazarene University. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got basketball games coming up next week on Tuesday and Wednesday nights with high school basketball on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, of course, we'll be bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball. Again, 6 p.m. tip on Tuesday night. Wednesday is a 5:30 tip with the women's game beginning. And now we're going to take a real quick break. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Fine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel cost. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
I did want to mention over on our sister station today, we've got college basketball with West Virginia at K-State. And the game has got a 5 p.m. tip-off. Pre-game will start over on KNZA 103.9 right around 4 p.m. Then tomorrow, starting at about 5:30 in the evening, we'll have the AFC Championship game with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff is at 6:30. It'll be on our sister stations KMZA and KLZA, respectively. Tune in right around 5:30 to make sure that you get all of that pregame. Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Mount Mercy over Missouri Valley, 84-64. Clark beat Central Methodist, 66-61 in the women's game. Graceland topped William Penn, 73-54. At the half, we've got Culver Stockton trailing Grandview, with Grandview at 51 points, Culver Stockton 34. And Park is leading Peru State 29-26. In this game, we've got Mid-America Nazarene ladies on top at 29 points to the Benedictine Lady Ravens 21. In men's basketball, we've got a couple of halftime scores to report. Mount Mercy is leading Missouri Valley 41-38. It is Central Methodist at 51 points to Clark's 32. And Graceland is leading William Penn with 32 seconds left in the first at 44-35. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 39. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 19. Cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 32. Lots of sunshine and dry Monday and Tuesday, mid-40s. Monday, upper 40s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 34 out there as the winds have increased just a little bit from the north-northwest to 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 48%. The dew point, 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, it's falling at 30.28 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Oh.
Dillon Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the first game of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, news, weather, sports. I think he shoveled the snow off last week off the sidewalk. He does it all. Joseph, we appreciate what you do, sir. Thank you. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. It'll be Mid-America basketball with the alternate possession to begin the second half, and the Lady Pioneers on the road here today. Lead Benedictine going to the third quarter, 29-21. Tom Counts with you here, and for these two teams, it looks like it's going to be the starting five back out there to begin the second half. Worth, Schenk, Lukert, Rogers and Green for Mid-America, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs and Rottinghouse for the Ravens. We're set to go. Second half underway in Mid-America. Putting the ball in play now, going from left to right across your dial. Pioneers with the basketball on top. It's going to be Aubrey Rogers with it. They'll feed to the right side of the free throw lane. Lob underneath, beneath the rim, laying it up and in. And as easily as that, they work the ball underneath to Cameron Green. She gets her 8 point of the game, and it's a 10-point lead. 31-21. Lady Ravens dealing with some full court pressure. Mid-America is an extremely good defensive team. They're an adequate offensive team, but extremely good defensively. Again, giving Benedictine 21 first half points. Last time these two teams met, Benedictine 24 first half points. And now, Duber's pass in the middle, batted away. Fortunately for her, she's been able to recover it. Kicks it back to Jacobs. Jacobs goes out on top, and BC on his first possession of the second half fails to get a shot. Patience is huge always, but at some point, someone's got to have the courage to get a shot underway. Benedictine trailing by 10 back on defense, a minute into the second half. Pioneers back down with it. Mary Luker over to Aubrey Rogers out on top. It's going to be Kiana Schenk. Schenk cuts diagonally across the lane. Instead, they'll feed to the right side of the free throw line, push it off on top. The 18-footer from straight away won't go. Josie Weiser will rebound it down. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Luker picks her up. The lob to the right block, and Rottinghouse pulls the ball down, and a little guard in Schenk reaches in and ties her up. As a five, we talk about it all the time. You bring the ball down to your waist, and you know what? Mid-America's got a five-foot player on their team. She's as tall as you when you bring the ball down to your waist. You've got to keep the ball up and away. And the Ravens, as it was tied up, are fortunate to have it in with the alternate possession. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine yet to score in the second half. Here's J.J. Turns, hook shot about 3 feet short, rebounding it down Mid-America. Again, their strong defense kept Jacobs from leaning toward the rim, which is how she normally gets that shot airborne. Now here's a feed to the right side, changing directions and going inside Jacobs. Couldn't go right. Reversed her. Shot went up from the left. And two more points for Cameron Green. Green now the first player in double-digit scoring. And Benedictine is trailing at 33-21. It is the largest lead of the game for Mid-America, up a dozen. Right side is going to be Dubert. Ravens left side. They'll try to feed underneath. And as the ball gets into the hands of Rottinghouse, coming in a little bit late defensively, it's going to be Zaylee Worth, and Worth will collect her second foul today. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line, Rottinghouse. She has not had a free throw today, and that one rolls around and falls in. First point of the afternoon for Benedictine's Riley Rottinghouse. Her second free throw, got them both. And Riley scores the first 2 points for Benedictine in the second half at 7:44 to go in the third. So Benedictine, who's got to come back from a double-digit deficit, here's a driving shot, left side, up and in for Kiana Schenk. And Benedictine needing a timeout. It's a good one to be taken by Coach Folsom. Going to get a break at 7.5 to go, third quarter of the ladies' game. Mid-America 35, Benedictine 23.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven commercial in downtown Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, Joseph, good work, man. Always an awareness of the big picture. Taking care of us. Benedictine coming out of the timeout. The ball comes in. It is going to be out of bounds, and it'll be off the foot of a Mid-America player, the toe of Aubrey Rogers. Benedictine having to put it in play again to the backcourt. And every time the Lady Ravens have to bring the ball in play, it is an adventure. Mid-America swarms on that defense. And the ball's going to come in to Josie. She's guarded by Shink. Gets pumped and pushed and shoved. And wait a minute. And now we've got some 10 seconds is the count, and Benedictine does not get the ball into the forecourt. Coach Folsom looking a little unhappy with that, expressing his displeasure to the official right in front of him. And Benedictine will turn it back over down a dozen. 7:20 to go in the third. Mid-America continues to rotate players in and out. You got Grace Carlson coming back in. Here on the right side, Cameron Green lobs it up on top. Shink, guarded by Nicholson. Slides right, give and go. Underneath, crossing over, up and good. Cameron Green, a huge third quarter. She's got 6 points in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Got 12 in a ball game. It's now 37-23, and Lady Ravens in trouble with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. It might well be a must-score possession if Benedictine is going to keep themselves in this place to get competitive here. The feet in the lane. Jacobs will shoot. Missed the layup. Rebound out of bounds off Weiser. Benedictine going to have to look for a combination to help them. They're going to bring Stork back into the game. They're going to bring Carmen Morales back into the game. 6:37 to play in the third. Mid-America with a basketball, and now their largest lead of the day, up 14. And a pass to the other end of the floor is too far and too long and out of the reach of Trinity McDowell. It'll come back to the Ravens. Stork will inbound it. Brings it into Dubert. Dubert's being double-teamed coming up the floor. They know who to watch. Great bomb handling skills. Lauren Duber brings to the team. Goes over to the right side to Josie. Out on top, Nicholson. She's not getting any looks here today. Kennedy 0 for 2. No points in the game. And now here's Duber. Has the ball stolen away. And now they're going to just call a jump ball. Again, Shink way too fast. Just reaches in, ties it up, and is strong enough to hold on. Duber unable to wrench the ball back free. Possession arrow, Mid-America. 6:09 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers leading it by 14. And back up court with it comes Mank. It'll be Grace Carlson into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the right side. Into the hands there of Aubrey Rogers. Throws it down to the baseline. And it'll be deflected out of bounds by Josie. Back it'll come again to the Lady Pioneers. 5:58 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine's going to get back into this game. They're going to have to whittle into this lead before the fourth. They're going to have to get a little start on that. Here's a three-point shot. We'll be off the mark. And a rebound. Dubert will clear it down. Here come the Ravens. Dubert will run, attack the rim, get run into, and is fouled at the baseline. An aggressive move after the basketball by Aubrey Rogers will provide her with her first foul of the afternoon. Back into the game is going to come Mary Lukert, back in Zaylee Smith, and back in Mackenzie Manthe. At the free throw line, Lauren Dubert. Benedictine has 2 second-half points, a couple of free throws, and now cannot hit that one. Ravens haven't scored from the floor, and it's down to 5:43 to go in the third. They haven't scored from the floor in the second half. Not the prescription for a double-digit deficit. Second free throw, good for Dubert. Her 8th point of the game. It's 37-24. 5:38 to go. Topside with it, Kiana Schenk. Now from the left, pushing, shoving, driving, and going right through Nichols into bucket by Zaylee Smith. And Zaylee Smith, you got to understand, she is a freshman. And now Benedictine can't get the ball up the floor. Mid-America will slap it out of bounds. Ravens are going to be inbounding it once more. 39-24, a 15-point Mid-America lead. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third. Dubert back up court with it. Working against Rogers. Going all the way over to the right side. Lobs up high to Morales. The hand back to Dubert from 17. It rolled around, but it fell in. There's your first field goal of the second half, coming at 4:57 in the third quarter. Little head fake, a travel, no whistle. The spinning shot is off the mark, and a rebound pulled down by Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. 39-26. Pioneers by some 13 points. Nicholson kicks it underneath to Morales. She'll fall away, put up an off-balance shot. Does not go in. Worth is going to board it down. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Outlets it to Schenk. Dumps it over to the right side to Lukert. Schenk back out on top. It'll go. Here's Worth. Lobs in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Morales. Nice defensive play. And here comes Benedictine. Nicholson brings it up the floor. She did not want to, but was kind of forced into it. Feeds Carmen. Left-handed layup. Too hard. Rebound Mid-America. And Carmen just kind of stands there like a little frustrated and then gathers herself and runs down the floor defensively. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mid-America with a basketball and with a 13-point lead. Zaylee Smith. Pioneers work the ball outside. Here's a three. It's going to be a little short and the long rebound. The Ravens just let that ball go. Thought it was going to go out of bounds, but great hustle by Zaylee Smith. She's able to rescue it. Mid-America going to take a timeout as they'll be putting it in play. Taking a break, Jones at 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Right now it's Mid-America 39, Benedictine 26.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Coming out of the timeout, the Pioneers are going to have Lukert, Rogers, Worth, Schenk, and Matthew. Benedictine's got Rodinghouse and Stork out there, Nicholson, Weiser, and Brueggemann in for the first time in the second half with 3:40 to go. Here's the inbound to beneath the rim. The shot goes up. It's in. Count it. And a foul coming in late on Stork. Nicole Stork could not get there quickly enough, and Benedictine, that'll be the first foul of the third quarter by Benedictine. Mid-America has been called for only two, and again, this officiating crew, very veteran crew, letting these two best teams in the conference play here today. The three-point play complete. Bailey Smith is at, 10 points now, and it is 42-26. Benedictine down 16. It's the largest Mid-America lead, and they just slowly keep making that lead a little bigger, a little bigger. It was 12, and then 14, then 15, now 16. Benedictine into the fourth quarter with a basketball. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. At the baseline, running shot is up, not even close. Benedictine is going to give it back. Here comes Mid-America. 42-26, Lady Pioneers, flirting with a 20-point lead. Directing a little traffic up top side is going to be Aubrey Rogers. Dribbles with the right hand, directs traffic with the left, kicks it over to Lukert. Lukert slides down. It's just inside the three-point circle in front of the Pioneer bench. Back out on top of the go to Cameron Green. Mid-America has won the last seven meetings between these two teams, and now a Pioneer player is going to go to the floor. Stork is going to go to the floor. Stork is going to pick up another foul. It'll be three fouls now for Nicole Stork. Mid-America is going to bring Kiana Schenk back in. after this first free throw. And Stork is going to get yanked out of the game, and back in will come Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs with 2 points in the game. She scored the first two of the game, hasn't scored since. And Aubrey Rogers steps up. Free throw is good. Rogers, 3 of 3 at the free throw line with 9 points. She is an 87.5% free throw shooter. That one does not go in. Bergman with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens trailing at 43-26. We're down to 2:50 to go. Third quarter. Here's Nicholson for three. There she's on the board tonight. First points of the game for Kennedy Nicholson. And on the other end, coast to coast, Mary Lukert lays it in. It's 45-29. 2:20 left. Third quarter. Brueggemann crosses over. Brings it back on top. Goes Nicholson. Out on top to Josie. Kennedy. It'll be three. There's another one. Nicholson. She got Lukert tied up in the middle. Got a little bit of daylight. Throws down a second three. Back-to-back threes for Kennedy. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shot blocked out of bounds by Rottinghouse. Lady Ravens showing a little emotion for the first time in a minute. With 1:56 to go in the third quarter. The question is it soon enough? Dubert will come in, and Nicholson, after hitting back-to-back three-point shots, will come out of the game. No, she's not going to come out of the game. She waits all the way to coach, and coach says, no, not you, Brueggemann. So Roddy Brueggemann exits. Mid-America with 19 on the shot clock, putting it in at their end. It'll come into Schenck. Nicholson guards her, bumps her, gets the foul. Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be foul number two for Kennedy. Now, I'm going to tell you what helps today. Not only is it a Saturday afternoon, not only is it the best two teams in a conference, but the Benedictine football team got a little halftime recognition. So the team is here. And these guys got nothing to do better on a Saturday afternoon than stick around and get into this ball game. And when they make some racket, you can tell. And here's a drive in the middle. It's mishandled. The pass over to the corner. Dish back on top. Shot clock at 5. Pioneers to the baseline with 3. Out on top with 2. On the floor with 1. They don't get the shot away. Coach Lewis is hopping. Literally, physically hopping mad. Actually, he had a pretty impressive vertical as he leaped in the air and was jumping. A little disappointed that his team was unable to get a shot off. Lukert defending Nicholson. Now she'll lob it to Dubert. Benedictine into the fourth quarter with 1:20 to go in the third quarter, down 13. BC needs to get this thing maybe single digits by the end of the third quarter to have a good look at it in the second half. Out on top, it's Josie. Shot clock at 7, at 6. The defense is a bit fantastic. Here's a 3 for Josie. No. Rebound. Nice interior position by Worth. And Zamy Worth coming out with a rebound. Here comes Mid-America in the last minute of the third quarter. 45-32, Pioneers up front. Back over to the right side, it's going to come. 3-point shot, wide, wide right. Caught on the fly by Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. Adds to the delight of the crowd here today. Dubert, one of the 15-footer. The defense closed up in front of her pretty quickly. She'll go to Rottinghouse, out on top, Nicholson. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Nicholson nearly has it batted away. He's able to recover. Comes back over to the right side to Rottinghouse. Here's Josie back out of top to Dubert. 9 on the shot clock. Dubert around the horn. The defense right in her pocket. Kicks it back right side. JJ up in. Give her 2. Jennifer Jacobs' first point since the first bucket of the game. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mid-America with a basketball leading it by 11. Down to 5 seconds. Driving in. Schenck. And she's going to be fouled. Our official walks up. Josie Weiser collects her first foul today. And coming to the free throw line, it will be Kiana Schenck. And our Shank, another good free throw shooter, 77.8% on the season, has two shots coming here, first of which is good. It'll be your 8 point of the afternoon, making it 46-34. And that one is no good. Rebound. Mid-America takes it away. Out on top. At the buzzer. Hits the three! That was a bad break for the Lady Ravens, and we have come to the end of the third quarter. After three in the Nolan Gym in the women's game, it's Mid-America 49, Benedictine 34.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
From Mid-America with its highest scoring quarter of the afternoon, 20 points in the third quarter, has stretched their lead over Benedictine to 49-34. They have led by as many as 17. Recapping the scoring into this juncture of the ballgame, two Mid-America players in double figures. It's Cameron Green with a dozen, Zaylee Smith with 10. Hot on their heels are the other three starters, with Aubrey Rogers 9 and 8 each for Lukert and Schenk. For Benedictine, double digits for Lauren Dubert with 10. Josie Weiser hitting 7, all of them in the second quarter. Half a dozen, Kennedy Nicholson on back-to-back threes in the third quarter. Then it goes to 4, and then on down to 2. Jennifer Jacobs with 4 points today. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play to the beginning of the fourth quarter. We're underway. BC with a bit of a different look as Hattie Gross and Riley Brueggemann begin the fourth quarter. 17-foot jump shot, Dubert, up no good. Rebound, out of bounds. It'll be off Hattie, and it will belong to Mid-America. Benedictine still at 35% shooting the basketball. Mid-America's increased to a 41% clip on 18 of 44 through three quarters. They've also hit 6 of 17 three-point shots and 7 of 11 at the free throw line. Pioneers with a basketball, leading it by 15. The feed in the lane, the hook shot, spins it in. Cameron Green with 14. And it is 51-34, Lady Ravens, equaling their largest deficit of the afternoon, down some 17 points. Jennifer Jacobs out on top to Dubert. Here's Brueggemann. Starts in, backed away, 17, gets it. Brueggemann for 2. Riley's fourth point of the day, 51-36. Now, what Benedictine cannot do, trade baskets. Trailing by 15, you don't have that luxury. They're going to need to get on a little bit of a run. They're going to have to come up with some turnovers, force some turnovers, maybe force some bad shots. And all of that now with 8.5 minutes left in the game. Tall order. On the left side, the baseline runner's no good, but an offensive rebound underneath by Zaylee Smith. Mid-America is going to keep it alive. Right now you got Coach Lewis on his feet, spinning his hand in the air, telling his team to back it up, run the offense, use some time, be patient. Shot clock's at 9. Beautiful backdoor pass. The shot's deflected by Brueggemann. Brueggemann gets run into it in the backcourt, gets pushed in the backcourt, still no fouls. And now she'll come up floor, working against Grace Carlson. Carlson, an aggressive defender. Brueggemann's one-handed runner, no good. Rebound underneath, pulled down by Benedictine, and now they're going to say the ball is down low. Morales is tied up. Possession arrow, Mid-America. Lukert and Green rotate out of the game. Benedictine back on defense. Mid-America with a basketball. Up the floor is going to be Carlson. It's going to be stolen. Brueggemann. It's a jailbreak. Left-handed layup. Missed it. Oh, my goodness. He shot with the wrong hand. When you're in the third grade, they teach you, when the left side of the lane, you shoot with the left hand. She didn't, and then missed the shot. And now, there's going to be a Mid-America foul as Benedictine recovers the ball. 7.5 minutes to play. It'll be Raven basketball. It'll come into Brueggemann. Hattie Gross inbounds it. BC just looking for a bit of a different look, looking for some spark. Here's a feed underneath. Carmen backs, twists, turns. Two defenders. She pulls the ball down again. Two defenders like Piranha diving in on a floating fish, and they tie up the basketball. This time possession will go to Benedictine. 7:20 to go. BC will bring it in left side to Dubert. She'll go into the lane. A little behind the head layup. No. Carmen comes down with a rebound and crashing into defender. We've got a foul on Mid-America's Aubrey Rogers. It'll be Rogers picking up her third foul of the afternoon. And BC will bring it into the baseline. But all of this happening as the clock continues to roll. Here comes Lukert back in. And Rogers with those three fouls will go out. All of this, and the clock runs. 7:15 to play. Benedictine down 15. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound, Pioneers. Mid-America's Carlson comes down with a basketball, brings it up, dumps it over to the right side to Schenk. Schenk will accelerate, takes it over to the block, little hook pass to the far side, an unobstructed three is very short, and a rebound off the floor. Three players, four players now on the hardwood, looking for the basketball and a jump called Pioneer Ball. 6:55 to go. We'll be with these Lady Ravens at Graceland next Wednesday. Men and women's games at 5:30 and 7:30. So that will be next up. Here's a cross-court pass. And that is one of the rare unforced turnovers that Mid-America has committed today. Schenk throws the ball across court, throws it away, and back into the Mid-America lineup is going to come Aubrey Rogers. Jennifer Jacobs will inbound. She'll get it into Brueggemann. 6:45 to go. Benedictine with a basketball, but they're down 15 points. It will take a Herculean effort now. The feed underneath to Morales. It's going to be slapped away from her by Manthe and knocked out of bounds, where it will come back in again to the Lady Ravens. Benedictine with Nicholson. Brueggemann now Weiser with Jacobs and Morales in the game. Dubert is out for Weiser. BC directing a little traffic. Again, they feed Carmen. They just keep going to Carmen, thinking she's the answer. And this time she puts up a shot, and it will wedge. The ball wedged, and they say on that shot, a foul on Mid-America. It is going to be on Manthe. So Mackenzie Manthe's third foul of the day. Mid-America's third foul of the fourth quarter. Benedictine has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. And the free throw will not go in. So Carmen Morales. Carmen not having the kind of a day they need from her. 1 of 7 shooting the ball. She's now 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Second free throw. No. 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Mid-America will rebound it down, taking it away from Josie. And Pioneers back up court with the ball at 6.5 to go in the ball game, leading it by 15 points. The old saying would be they are in the catbird seat here with 6:15 to go. Mary Luker will have it. She'll swing it around to the left side, hold it up on the elbow, brings it back off on top to Zaley. Smith down the lane, drops the shoulder, goes inside Jennifer Jacobs and lays it off the glass and scores. Zaley Smith with a dozen. Mid-America extends its lead 53-36. Equaling their largest advantage of the afternoon. No, they were up 18. They're right now only up 17. 5:50 to go. So it is not their largest lead of the game. Brueggemann with the basketball. One hand push pass over to Josie. The Mid-America defense literally a hand out and on the jersey of the offensive player. Now here's Josie. She just throws the ball at the basket and it goes in. That wasn't a shot. That was just thrown at the hoop and counted for three for Josie Weiser, her 10th point of the game on her third three today. 53-39. That was a tremendous, tremendous bucket for Josie Weiser. 5:15 to go. Mid-America from 19. There it is, a long two-point shot by Rogers and a Pioneer timeout. We're taking a break with him. 5:09 to go in the ladies' game this afternoon here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Mid-America 55, Benedictine 39.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Nine to go in the ball game, and Mid-America coming out of the timeout. Benedictine will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. Pioneers pushing and shoving. I mean, they are very physical, and I hate using that adjective. It's overused and I think inaccurate sometimes, but by physical, I mean hands-on, leaning against, pushing against. Here's a feed underneath to Carmen. Morales point-blank layup off the rim twice and goes in. So Carmen, now 2 of 8 from the floor. Carmen Morales' fourth point of the afternoon. It is 55-41. As we're 4 minutes and a half to play, Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Josie. She'll go left, drive left, gets fouled, puts it up. Says she gets, they're going to get the foul. Yeah, I thought for a minute they were not going to call it, but Josie with the steal drives and shoots and scores. And coming to the line for the opportunity at a conventional three-point play with 4:28 to go. That foul is going to be the third by Mary Lukert. It is the fourth by Mid-America in the fourth quarter. So the Ravens are going to be shooting free throws for the last 4:28 of the game. Free throw for Josie. No. Rebound. Mid-America. It's cleared away by Aubrey Rogers. 55-43 with 4:20 left. Here's Lukert way out on top. Green has it. Over to Schenck. Back out on top to Lukert. Here's Schenck. Feeds right side of the lane. Backing, twisting, falling away. The shot may have been a little deflected and the rebound pulled out by Josie. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Weiser lopes into the forecourt, gets it to Brueggemann, kicks it underneath. J.J. undefended with the layup. Jacobs has 6. 55-45. Do the Ravens have enough time? 3:45 remain. Mid-America back into the forecourt. It's Aubrey Rogers. This Lady Raven team we're seeing out here right now is a hungrier-looking five. Shot clock at 12. Pioneers working all the time they can. Back out on top with 8. Here's a really long 3. And drain from way outside of the big shot for Aubrey Rogers. Her third 3 today. 58-45 at 3:13 to go. Brueggemann swings it over to Josie. Schenck on her. Back door for Jacobs. And a pass tipped away and stolen. Mid-America down the floor. Lukert goes left side. Cross court to the right. In the hands of Rogers. Passes up to 3. He's going to elect to run time instead with inside 3 minutes to play. Now she'll go for 3. Hits another one. Aubrey Rogers with back-to-back 3. The Mid-America has salted this thing away. 61-45 with 2:40 to go. Ravens are going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with 2:38 to go. Mid-America 61, Benedictine 45.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
From the Ralph Gilman Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're down to the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ladies' game with the men's game. Still coming up here on Care Radio. An anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for the guys' game. Looks like we're probably going to be just pretty close to on time with that one. Joseph's in the studio. He's our producer and engineer and whatever else you need. Done guy. Tom Couch to court side. Benedictine coming out of the timeout. Well, inbound into the backcourt to Riley Brueggemann. She'll skip it over to the right side to Nicholson. Comes back out on top to Josie. Right side again, Nicholson. The defense is way out. I mean, the right literally touching whoever's got the ball. They are so good defensively. Here's Brueggemann from 17, knocking it down. Nice little step back shot by Riley. Her 6 points. 61-47, 2:10 left. See how patient Mid-America becomes here, how far they take this shot clock down. The ball comes out on top to Mary Lukert. Back it'll go to the right side of the lane, and this shot is not going to go in. And spilling to the floor as a foul is going to be whistled on Riley Brueggemann. That is the first foul by Riley, and it is the first Benedictine foul in the fourth quarter. Aubrey Rogers coming to the line where she's 3-4 today. And that one is good. That is her 18th point this afternoon. One more shot coming up for Aubrey Rogers, the 5A junior hometown girl out of Olathe. Second one is up. No good. 62-47. Carmen Morales for the rebound. Benedictine. Back up court. Brueggemann. Wants Josie. And Josie has a hard time getting it. Here's Nicholson. Launches the three that spins out. Mid-America's going to rebound it back down and shake down the left side. A little right-hand dribble. Eases over to the right side and now lobs it out on top. Mid-America going to run a little time. They can take this thing down to about a minute to play in the game. Leading it here by 15 points. Pioneers are going to have their eighth consecutive win over the Lady Ravens here today. Driving in and two defenders collapse down around Zaylee Smith. Zaylee leaps to her feet. The foul is going to be on Morales. So Carmen's first foul of the day. And Zaylee's free throw? No. Zaylee Smith with a dozen points. And here's the thing about Mid-America. They've got a grad student out there with Kiana Schenk. I'm not sure how old Kiana is, but that would put her in 22, 23, or 4, somewhere in that. But other than her, you've got freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore starting. Second free throw was good by Zaylee Smith. So this Mid-America team is not necessarily really long in the tooth. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It gets away, but we'll come back to Benedictine. Mid-America trying to rescue it. Touches it last. 1 minute to play in the game. For a moment, I thought Rogers was calling a timeout for Mid-America. She was just having a word with the official. It'll come into Carmen. Morales backs in, power move, lays it up, gets it, and travels with it. So that power move involved a few steps. Mid-America going to take a timeout? Yeah. I always like it when a coach has got to set exactly what the play is with 57 seconds to go in the game. Timeout, Pioneer 63, Benedictine 47.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
I'm just starting to say, up 16 with less than a minute to go. I wonder what the strategy that Coach Lewis is looking to incorporate here, but I see now it is to get the starting five back out on the court, which is what he's got out here right now. Smith, Schenk, Luka, Rogers, Green. Here we go. Mid-America will inbound. They'll put it out on top. Looking into the middle now. Benedictine will stay with their player defense. 40 seconds to play in the game. Shot clock at 15. Back and in. Nicholson providing the defense on Aubrey Rogers. Rogers with it now in the corner. 5 seconds and four. Goes into the lane, puts up a runner, and hits it with 1 second. That's pretty good basketball right there. When you could take 29 seconds off the clock and then score, that is good basketball. Shot clock's off now. 26 seconds to go. And if these guys come to the screen, I don't know what I'll do. They're setting the clock back to 28 seconds. Okay, they added 1.6 seconds. It is an 18-point game. 65-47. And Benedictine, the shot up and in. Inbound, Mid-America. Pioneers will bring it into the forecourt with a Ravens foul here. Are they going to let this thing end? And that looks like what's going to happen. Final score this afternoon, Mid-America 65, Benedictine 49. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, the guys' team's coming out of the court, getting ready for game two here in the NOLA Gymnasium this afternoon. But prior to that, let's recap the ladies' contest. First of all, for Mid-America, Aubrey Rogers, through three quarters, had 9 points. An 11-point fourth quarter makes her the leading scorer of the game with 20. Aubrey Rogers for Mid-America. 13 in the ball game for Zayde Smith. Cameron Green with 14. Three players in double digits. 8 each for Mary Lucard and Kiana Schenk. And the other 2 points belong to Grace Carlson. For the Lady Ravens, it was Josie Weiser's 14 leading the way. 10 for Lauren Dubert. Drops into Kennedy Nicholson with 6, Jennifer Jacobs with 6, Riley Brueggemann with 6, 4 in the ballgame for Carmen Morales. We had Riley Rodinghouse with 2-1 for Nicole Stork. Checking some of the numbers in the ball game here this afternoon. Paige Benedictine kicked it on. 19 of 47 shots, hitting 40% of the shots in America. 24 of 54. Getting up a few more shots and hitting a little higher percentage. Lady Raven, 6 of 13 from outside. Mid-America was 8 of 20. And at the free throw line, Benedictine, an icy, 5 of 12 at the free throw line, 40% at the stripe. Benedictine also had more turnovers than Mid-America, 19 to 12. Mid-America turned it. Raven's 19 turnovers into 20 points. Benedictine with the Mid-America 12 turnovers came up with only 5 points. So 15-point differential in points off turnovers. Rebounds were dead even between these two teams. Lady Pioneers, well, they continue to be undefeated in the conference, moving now to 17-0, 19-2 in the conference. The Benedictine Lady Ravens now 15-4. They are 12-3 in the heart. Got the guys out there again, as I mentioned a moment ago, warming up. We'll have their game coming up here on Care Radio. And, well, we're just going to have it right at the top of the hour. And that is what time we'll be back. That's it. Final score again in the ladies' contest. Mid-America 65, Benedictine 49. Don't go far. More hoops coming up here on Care Radio. But right now, we'll return to the friendly confines of the Care Radio studios where Joseph will take good care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.